晚上的布道会。
We'd like to extend a warmest welcome to you, friends, for coming here tonight.
啊，教会啊，一年有两次的布道会。
Our church holds two evangelical services each year.
那我们这一次的布道会呢，是春季啊，是上半年度的布道会。
And this is our first evangelical services for the first half of the year.
啊，今天晚上是布道会的第一个晚。
And tonight is the first night of our evangelical services.
在这边全体教会啊，所有的都非常的欢迎我们亲爱的慕道朋友能够莅临来参加晚上的布道会。
And our whole church welcomes you to this place to worship God.
那感谢主，这一次的布道会呢，我们有将从台湾来的这个李盈珠传道啊。他来协助我们这一次的灵恩布道会。
They have featured Lee from Taiwan to come here to assist in the evangelical services.
为了让大家能够对主讲布道的这一位传道人有所认识啊，所以在这边稍微做一个简单的介绍。
And now we'd like to make a brief introduction on Preacher Lee.
啊，李传道是目前负担在台湾总会。
Preacher Lee is presently a preacher of the Taiwan General Assembly.
那是李盈珠传道。
And he is preacher Li Yingzhu.
啊，那目前是担任啊台湾总会教牧处那个教材科啊这个科的负责。
And presently he is in charge of the teaching materials, of the whole Taiwan General Assembly.
所以在教会从台湾总会出刊的有很多刊物啊，都是从这个教材科来出版的。
Many of the publications you will see later on were published by the General Assembly, probably under a Preacher Lee.
那我们第一个今天晚上的布道会我们就交给李传道来带领大家一起来聆听主他美好的见证。
And we'll now like to invite Preacher Lee to deliver tonight's sermon.
好，就请李传道。
哈利路亚！我们各位亲爱的朋友，各位主内弟兄姐妹，大家晚安。
Hallelujah, good evening to you, friends and brothers and sisters.
非常感谢主，让小弟啊有这个机会站在这个地方。
I thank God for giving me a chance to stand here tonight.
也很欢迎我们各位朋友今天晚上的到临。
And I welcome all friends here.
让我们能够在这边彼此认识。
I'm glad we have a chance to know each other.
也能够对于我们这个宗教信仰啊，是吧，有一个彼此沟通的一个机会。
And I'm glad we have tonight.As a chance for us to know each other's religion.
我想不管我们是什么样的宗教信仰，
regardless of our religious background,
不管我们是住在什么地方，
regardless of where we live,
让我们每看到这个教堂有十字架的记号在那个地方的时候，
whenever we see a cross on the roof of a chapel,
我们都知道这是一个基督教，
we know thatThis chapel represents Christianity.
我们都知道他们是信奉耶稣基督的。
We know the people in this church would believe in Jesus Christ.
那么这位耶稣基督到底跟我们有什么样的关系？
And who is this Jesus Christ and what has he got to do with us?
我想啊，在今天晚上用短短的时间，那么跟各位啊来介绍这位耶稣基督。
And I'd like to use tonight to introduce to you all Jesus Christ.
那么因为时间不是很长，也许我们没有办法很清楚的很详细的都把这位耶稣基督介绍得清楚。
Because of the time limit, we cannot give you a very detailed introduction of Jesus.
我们就用耶稣曾经所行过的一些事情，那么来提出来让我们彼此来思考。
And I'll raise some of the deeds that Jesus has done as our mutual encouragement tonight.
有一次有一个人他来找耶稣了。
One day, a man approached Jesus.
因为他跟他的兄弟两个人在这个分家产的时候大概是分不平，结果这个大概是吵得面红耳赤了。
And this man had a quarrel with his brother over some inheritance.
他们两个人他们兄弟就到耶稣的面前来了。
And both approached Jesus.
要耶稣替他们来主持公道，替他们来分他们的家业。
They wanted Jesus to make a fair judgment to divide the inheritance equally.
耶稣很感慨。
Jesus sighed.
耶稣看到这两位这个在这个物质各方面很富足的这对兄弟。
Jesus seeing these two brothers living in a wealthy environment.
耶稣很有感触的这样子讲。
He sighed and he said.
耶稣说人的生命实在不在乎我们生活上面的这些物质的这种丰盛。
He says, a full life does not depend on your physical possessions.
那么到底我们一个人呢、啊，要得到我们的生命啊，要得到充实丰盛啊，到底有什么样的这些条件
？How do we go about getting a full and rich life？
那么在这件事情之后，那么耶稣啊就用一个比喻，那么来跟他的这个门徒啊来这个劝勉。
Later on, Jesus used a parable to encourage his disciples.
我们来看这一段记载。
Let us read this parable.
我们来看路加福音十二章。
Please turn to the Gospel Luke chapter 12.
路加福音十二章十六节。
Luke chapter 12, verse 16.
路加福音十二章十六节到二十一节。
Gospel Luke chapter 12, verse 16 to verse 21.
十六节说，主耶稣啊，就用比喻来对他们说，说有一个财主田产丰盛。自己心里啊，就思想说，我的出产啊，没有地方收藏了，怎么办呢？又说，我要这样子办，要把我的仓房啊给拆了，另外盖一个更大的，在那里啊，好收藏我一切的粮食和财物。然后对我的灵魂说，灵魂呐、啊，你有许多的财物积存，可做你多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。神却对他说，无知的人呐、啊，今夜必要你的灵魂。你所预备的要归谁呢？凡为自己积财，但是在神的面前却不富足的，也是这样。耶稣啊，那么面对这两个兄弟啊，他们的要求以后啊，耶稣说了这么一个比喻。
And when the two men approached Jesus regarding their inheritance, Jesus gave this parable.
耶稣说到有一个、啊、这个财主。
Jesus told them that there was a rich man.
那么这个财主、啊、他是一个农夫。
He is a farmer.
有一天啊，这个农夫啊，发现他的田里面的收获啊，哇，多得不得了了。
And one day, this farmer realized that he has too much crops and he had nowhere to store them.
他的收获啊，多到他的仓库啊都装不下了。
He had so much crop that year that his barns couldn't store them.
所以他就计划了。
So he began to make plans for himself.
我要怎么样处理啊？我这么多的、这么丰盛的这些收获。
Where shall I store my crops?
结果他就决定啊，把他旧有的这个仓库给拆了，盖一个更大的。
Hence, he decided to tear down his old barns and build larger ones.
因为他一定想啊，那么将来我的这个出产呢会越来越多。
He began to plan that in the future he shall have more and more of these crops.
因为这个农夫啊，他是一个勤奋的人。
This farmer is a very industrious man.
我想对我们一个人的收获啊，那么农夫啊是这个很有代表性的。
And regarding the work that we do, I think a farmer represents us well.
过去的这个社会啊，那么大部分呢都是农业社会。
In the past, we lived in agrarian times.
那么这些农夫啊，他们是相当辛苦的。
Farmers lead a hard and difficult life.
因为没有像现在啊，有这么多的这个器械啊，那么来帮助我们，为了取代很多的人工。
Because they didn't have machines then to replace human labor.
所以这个做农事的、啊。那么在这个头顶着大太阳啊，那么在这个田里面工作。
So farmers have to work hard under the sun.
那么这个汗啊，一滴一滴的滴下来。
And the perspirations would drop, drop by drop.
所以过去的人啊，常常认为啊，那么在我们碗里头，在这个盘子里头的每一颗米啊，那么都是滴着汗水的。
And people used to say that each grain of rice that you eat is covered with a perspiration.
所以这个农夫啊，虽然有这么多的这个收获，
Even though this farmer has much crops,
这些收获都不是白白得来的。
But these crops, weren't just given to him.
都是付出相当的辛苦。
That he had, paid his labor for them.
他要得到十分的收获啊，必定是啊，那付出十分以上的这样的一种劳力付出。
To gain 100% of the crops, he had to put in 100% of his efforts.
那我想我们世界上呢，有很多的这个财主。
I believe in this world there are many wealthy men.
那么这个财主啊，也倒不一定是只有指着在金钱方面。
A rich man doesn't refer to money-wise.
我们每一个人呢、啊，在各行各业或者是各种这种领域上面呢、啊，在那里努力。
Each one of us are working hard at our post.
所以在一段时间以后啊，很多人在他的事业上面有成了。
There are many times people will be very successful in their career.
有些人在他研究的工作上面有成了。
Some people are very successful in their research.
他能够高人一等。
and they are better than others.
在他的王国里头啊，那么他是收获很多的。
Therefore, to him, he is one who has received a lot.
在他的领域里头啊，在他的王国里面呢、啊，他像个财主一样。
And in his field and in his kingdom, he is likened to a rich man.
也许是金钱。
Perhaps it would be money.
也许是他的这些啊地位。
Perhaps it would be his social status.
也许是他所获得的这些知识、这些智慧。
Perhaps the knowledge and the wisdom he had gained.
但是我想啊，每一个人所获得这些成就啊，那么都不是这个啊白白得来的。
But I believe every one of them worked hard to gain what he had.
像这个农夫一样。
Just like this rich man.
所以很多人呢，也许很羡慕我们今天呢，在这一个这么美的这个国度里面生活。
Many people are envious of Canadians because they live in such a beautiful country.
啊，像小弟啊，这是第一次来到这个加拿大。
As for me, this is my first trip to Canada.
哇，我看到这么美的一个地方，我也很盼望有一天我也能够住到这儿来。
Seeing such a beautiful country, I also wish that one day I could come and live here.
但是也许很多人呢，只看到我们今天在这里啊，过这么好的生活。
But many people just see the superficial side, people living in a beautiful place.
但是我相信呢、啊，那么在过去一段的时间里面，我们付出啊比别人更多的这个辛劳。
But I believe that many people here have put in much effort in the past to live here.
也许是我们自己，也许是我们的这个长辈啊，那么付出相当多的这个努力。
Perhaps it is ourselves, perhaps it is our parents who have made much efforts for us to stay here.
所以我们今天能够获致这样的一个成果。
And therefore, you see the result today.
那么这位财主啊，对吧？可以说是一个很好的一个模范。
And this rich man is a very good model for us.
因为他勤奋。
He is industrious.
同时，他有着很懂的规划。
And he planned for himself.
他没有让他这些所得来的啊，这个是浪费掉了。
He did not waste his crops.
他要规划他的将来的这个路程。
And he's also planning for his future.
我想现在很多人呢、啊，也很懂得这个前程的一种规划。
And I believe many people know now knows how to plan their future.
那么这个在我们眼中是一个好的模范，一个很有智慧的这个人。
To us, this rich man is a good model and a man full of wisdom.
但是有一天呢、啊，他突然有一个声音对他讲了。
But one day a voice said to him.
说他是一个无知的人。
Says a fool.
为什么一个人眼中有智慧的人，但是这个声音却对他讲，他是一个没有智慧的人
？We see this man as a wise man, but why did a voice say you're a fool?
是因为啊，他在获知了这么许多以后啊。
It is because after he has planned his future and gained his.
他的心态是这样子的。
This is his attitude.
他很放心的对他的灵魂讲。
He said, to his soul.
他说我的灵魂啊，你可以放心了、啊。
Says my soul, you can be at ease.
你可以啊，快快乐乐的，这安安逸逸的吃喝快乐了。
You can drink, eat and be merry.
今天你已经拥有这么多了。
Today you have stored up so much.
你还有什么值得你担心的
？What else is there to worry about?
你还有什么不满足的
？What aren't you satisfied?
你还有什么要追求的
？What are the things that you still need to pursue?
他认为这就是他所有的一切了。
He believed this is all he needs.
他丰盛的生命啊，那么都摆在眼前，让他可以啊，没有后顾之忧，让他可以尽情的来享受了。
His life is laid before him, and he can have no more worries.
当他有存着这样的一种心态的时候
，When he had such an attitude,
这里说神对他说了。
Here it says God said to him,
说无知的人呐、啊、
，Fool.
说我今夜啊，今天晚上就要把你的灵魂要回来了。
This night your soul is required of you.
你拥有这么多，要归给谁来使用呢
？And the things you have prepared, whose will they be?
我想在这个世界上啊，那么我们，尤其是在这样的一种自由的国度里面呢、啊，我们体会会很深。
And living in a free country might be able to feel more for this.
我们是很自由的，我们是很有尊严的。
We live in freedom. We live in dignity.
那么没有一个人呢、啊、能够来指挥我们。
No one can tell us what to do.
我不必啊，这个听任何一个人呢、啊、来指挥我。
No one, we do not have to listen to anyone who tells.
没有一个人有权利啊，叫我你要往东，你要往西。
No one has any right over us, telling us to go right or left.
但是我们想想。
But think about this.
事实上，我们的生命，我们的健康，就可以来指挥我们。
It is our health, our life that determines, that directs us.
也许我们的健康不允许。
Perhaps it's our health that doesn't allow us to do certain things.
他说你不准出去。
Our health tells us you cannot go out today.
我们就没有办法出去了。
Then we won't be able to leave the house.
我们就寸步难行了。
We can't even take a step.
我们很想到外面来欣赏这么美的风光。
We like to go out to appreciate nature.
但是健康不允许，我们就好好的待在家里。
But if our health does not allow us, we have to stay at home.
有时候机会不允许。
Sometimes.
机会。chance.
Sometimes our chances doesn't let us do things.
我们很想做一件事情，但是那个机会啊，总是轮不到我们。
We like to do certain things, but we never seem to get that opportunity.
虽然有满腹的这个抱负。
We may have ambitions.
但是我就没有办法这个如愿以偿。
But we are unable to make them come true.
因为机会不在我们手里。
Because we don't have the chances.
所以常常有人讲啊，这个机会啊是难得的。
Many people say that chances, when chances come by, you have to grab them.
机会啊是可遇不可求的。
That you can only grab them while they are there.
所以有些人说啊，说这个机会啊，这个人呐、啊，那么是这个前面有毛啊，后面没有毛。前面有头发，后面是没有头发。
Some people say chances liken to a person with hair in front and not in the back.
当机会跑过来的时候啊，你要紧紧的抓住它。
When chances comes by, you have to hold on to it.
不像啊。不像我一样啊
！Unlike me，
我说前面没有头发，后面有。
I have no hair in front, but plenty of hair back.
所以当这个机会跑过以后啊，你从后面就抓不到它了。
When chances pass by, you can't hold on to it anymore.
虽然我们要把握机会
，Even though we know we have to hold on to chances when they come，
但是我们也常常感慨很多。
But very often we have sorrows.
机会根本不从我的面前走过。
Because we feel that chances does not even come by us.
虽然有计划，虽然有抱负。这个机会倒不一定轮到我。
We may have the plans, we may have the ambitions, but we may not have the chances.
好像机会不允许。
Just like chances does not let you.
我们也就得不到了。
Therefore, we can't have anything.
有时候，这么我们的环境啊不允许。
Sometimes it's the environment that we are in that doesn't allow us to do certain things.
最简单的，只要天气不允许啊，那么我们也就只好待在家里啊。
For example, if the weather is not permitting, then we cannot go out.
下了大雪，那我们呢、啊？走不出去了。
If there's a heavy snowfall, then we can't leave the house.
小小的一个自然的大自然的一种阻拦呐、啊，就把我们难倒了。
The forces of nature have stopped us.
拿破仑虽然有这个再大的一种才华
，Napoleon may have great military
但是到冰天雪地的时候啊，那么他的壮志啊，那么就受到打折了。
But when it comes to snow and ice, his ambitions.
那么。这些我们周遭的很多事情啊，那么都能够啊来左右我们一个人呐、啊、一生的道路。
His ambitions couldn't go any further. Now all these are some of the factors that would determine our life.
这些健康、这些机会、这些环境。
Your health, your life, and this environment you're in.
所以能够掌握这些我们的健康、生命、我们整个环境的这个人呐、啊，那么当然能力是大过我们的。
And the person whocontrols the chances, the weather, or our health as a person who is far superior than us.
这位神对他讲
God said to this man,
说我今夜就要你的灵魂
This night your soul is required of you.
为什么神有这样的权利来对他讲这个话呢
Why does God have the right or the power to say this?
因为这位神啊，他创造了我们人的生命
Because God has created life.
他创造了宇宙万物
He created everything in this universe.
他主宰我们的一生的脚步。
He is in control of our life.
所以我们任何一个人呐、啊，我们的一生都在这位创造的神手里头。
Hence, our life is in the hands of this God.
只是有时候啊，我们还不认识，还不了解这位神呐、啊，到底在哪里
？Sometimes we don't understand or we don't know where this God is.
但是不管我们是不是认识了这位神
，Regardless of whether you know this God or not，
但是这位神是存在的。
This God exists.
我们因为我们的人都有一个我们不能够去主宰的生命。
There is always things that we cannot have control over.
比如说，很多人讲，哇，加拿大像一个天堂。
Many people say that Canada is like paradise.
像一个天堂，毕竟还不是天堂。
It's likened to a paradise, but it's not a paradise.
因为在这个地方，我们仍然可以看到医院。
Because in this place we see hospitals.
是因为有人生病了。
Because people get ill.
甚至我们也可以在这里看到坟墓。
Here we see graves.
因为有人死亡了。
Because people die here.
在这里也可以找到心理医师。
Here we find many psychologists and psychiatrists.
因为还是有人在这样的美的国度里面，他心情是苦闷的。
Because there are some people who are depressed in this beautiful country.
那么圣经上讲啊，在天堂里面呢、啊、是没有疾病的，是没有泪水的。
The Bible tells us that in paradise there is no illness, there is no tears.
甚至是没有死亡的。
There's not even death.
那么那是真正的天堂。
That is true paradise.
那么这位神就是主宰啊，我们一生，那么也是天国的王。
This God is a person, is someone who controls our lives, and He's the King of Heaven.
我们今天在一切啊都很丰盛的这样的一个环境里头。
Today we live in a very good environment.
那我们当然很盼望我们能够生命是丰盛充实的。
And of course, we would like to lead a full life.
在台湾呐、啊，那么台湾的教会啊，可以说第一个把这个道理啊传回去的啊，我们真耶稣教会的这个啊一个工人呐、啊，那么他叫做黄长老。
In Taiwan, we have an elder Huang who was the first to preach this gospel to Taiwan.
那么这位黄长老啊，那么他曾经年轻的时候啊，是在日本呐、啊、念大学。
And Elder Huang, in his youthful days, studied in Japan.
那么那是差不多这个七十多年前的事情。
This happened over 70 years ago.
那么念在日本念完大学以后啊，他又到这个中国大陆去念书，去那里做事。
After finishing his undergraduate studies in Japan, he went to China to further his studies.
因为他觉得要回到祖国啊，那么可以这个领受啊更多这个。祖国的文化。
He understood that he has to go back to his own country to absorb more of his own culture.
他是一个很聪明、很有智慧、很有知识的人。
He's a very intelligent man, very educated man.
所以他在政治上面呢，那么也有很多这个活动啊，那么参与是很积极的。
And he also actively took part in politics.
他到这个中国大陆啊，这个工作的时候。
Well, he went back to China to work.
他就得到了这个福音了。
He was preached this gospel.
他认识了天上这位真神。
He came to know God in heaven.
他明白了我们人呐、啊、都是这位神所创造的。
He understood that all humans were created by God.
当他得到这样的一个信息的时候
，When he has received this message,
他很惊讶。
He was astonished.
因为他念了这么多的书，他觉得啊。从来没有一本书告诉他我们人是从哪里来的。
He has studied so much, and yet none of the things he has learned ever told him where humans come from.
虽然他知道了很多天文的或者是各方面的这个科学的知识。
He has much scientific knowledge.
对于这些天文的这些我们地球的这些各方面的知识，他虽然很广博。
He's also very educated in astronomy and geology.
但是这很多不管是人类的来源不管是地球宇宙的来源、啊、那么都是一些猜测
But many of the things he learned regarding the beginnings of this earth the beginnings of human are just theories
每一本书、啊、所讲的也 不竟然是相同的
And not every book that he have read would give him the same theory
他从圣经里面发现只有圣经告诉他很清楚地告诉他人是怎么来的
When he read the Bible he said that only the Bible told him where humans come from
他又领受到圣灵
And he has also received the Holy Spirit.
所以他对这位神、啊、他有非常明确的、啊、一种领受
Hence he has a very good understanding of this God.
他觉得这么好的道理、啊、那么怎么能够我一个人独得呢
He said to himself he has received such a wonderful truth. How can he keep it to himself?
所以他就很热切的希望、啊、把这个福音带回他的家乡那么给他的这个同胞
And he earnestly and fervently wanted to bring back thisGood news to his homeland.
所以他就邀请大陆的这个传道工人跟他到回到台湾来。
Has he invited some preachers from mainland China to go to Taiwan with him?
从他的家乡，从他的家族啊，那么开始来传讲这个福音。
And he began preaching to his hometown to his family.
然后不断的那么往外来扩展。
And slowly it was spread.
从点而线而面。
And from a point to a circle to a larger circle.
在他的家乡成立第一个教会以后啊，那么一直到今天，我们全台湾啊，那么是有270几处的这个教会。
His hometown established the first church, and presently in Taiwan we have more than 200 churches.
另外，不管是在这个南洋、马来西亚、新加坡、文莱各地啊，那么也都是从中国大陆啊，把这个福音啊不断的广传出去。
And many of the churches in Southeast Asia were established from mainland China.
那么到今天呢，那么全世界5大洲，那么都有真耶稣教会在那里设立。
And today, in 5 of the continents, we all have our churches there.
当然，我们加拿大也不例外。
And Canada is not an exception.
那么我要谈的就是这位黄长老啊，那么他这个从认识神以后啊，那么他觉得他的生命啊实在是改变了。
And Elder Huang, when he came to know God, realized that his life has changed.
这些对神的认识啊，那么是胜过他对于文化、对于政治各方面的那种兴趣。
His interest in God surpasses his interest in politics and his own culture.
所以他很盼望啊，这样的一个福音能够让每一个人呐、啊、都能够清楚。
And it is his hope that he would be able to preach his gospel to everyone.
这位神啊，实在是值得我们来信靠他，来追求认识他的。
This God is indeed the one that we should rely on, that we should trust in.
实际上啊，我们每一个人呐、啊，差不多啊，都有这种拜神的本能。
In fact, every one of us have this instinct of worshiping a deity.
不管我们今天呢、啊、是拜的哪一位神。
Regardless of who you worship today.
但是很多人在潜意识当中啊，那么都是明白啊，在宇宙当中是有一位主宰，是有一位神的。
Many of us in our subconsciousness understand that there is a God, and He is controlling this whole earth.
只是很可惜啊，不知道我们怎么样找到这位神。
Unfortunately, not many of us know how to look for Him.
在我们周遭啊，很多事情都能够让我们了解，实在有神的存在。
Many of things around us can make us understand or realize that there is indeed a God.
我们来看一下圣经。
Let us read a verse.
我们看罗马书第一章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章19节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 19.
19节20节。
Verse 19 and 20.
神的事情啊，人所能知道的，原显明在人的心里，因为神已经给他们显明了。自从创天地。造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的。虽然眼不能见呢、啊，但是借着所造之物啊，就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。啊，这里说借着、啊、所造出来的东西，那么让我们明白，实在是有神的存在。
It is through the creation of the world that we know that God exists.
我们今天呢、啊，看到我们这个周围环境有这么好的、这么漂亮的花草树木啦，啊，或者是飞禽走兽。
When we look around us, we see the beautiful flowers, the birds in the air, and the animals on the land.
这次这个三月的这个啊中旬呢、啊，来到这个地方。
I came to Canada in the middle of March.
很多朋友告诉我啊，假设你下个月再来的话，哇，你可以看到满城的这个漂亮、更漂亮的花朵。
Many of my friends said to me that if you come in April, you see that this whole city is covered with flowers.
因为好多的樱花会在下个月啊左右啊，哇，来盛开了。
Because many of the cherry trees were blossomed in April.
虽然还没有到，但是我们根据过去的经验呢、啊，那么知道时间一到，这个樱花就开了。
Even though now it's not April, but we knew from our experience that in April cherry would blossom.
每年这样子，几百年、几千年来就是这个样子。
Every year it's been like that, and for hundreds and thousands of years it has always been like that.
这个花树有这么样的多。
There's so many trees, so many flowers.
但是哪一种树它要什么时候来开花来结果
But which tree would blossom at which month?
它开花出来的时候是什么样的颜色是带着什么样的味道
When it blossomed, what color would the flowers be and what smell it would be?
虽然种子是那么样的微小
A seed may be very small.
但是一切的资料啊那么都已经在那么微小的这个种子里头了
But all the information necessary for a growing is in the seed.
就好像我们今天的电脑，那么所有的这个资讯呢、啊，那么都能够啊，那么把它输入那么小的一个体积里头。
Just like today's computer, so much information can be stored in a tiny chip.
世界上、啊、各样的事物都是照着这样的秩序那么来进行。
Many of things in this world proceed according to this principle.
今天登陆月球。 已经三十年了。
And we have, men have been to the moon for over 30 years.
我们不断地来歌颂，不断地觉得，哎，人实在是很伟大的。
We sing praises to ourselves, thinking that humans are intelligent and wonderful.
人实在是很有智慧，很能干的。
The humans have wisdom.
当然不错，我们人呐，实在这个努力呀，是值得肯定的。
This may be true. We humans have worked hard.
因为地球在动，这个月球也在动，这样子动，动在动的这个情况之下，我们能够啊。能够到月球上面去。
And since the Earth revolves itself and the Moon revolves itself, we're able to reach the Moon.
但是我们有想到，也要想到这个大前提。
We see this as an accomplishment.
假使啊，这个地球它的这个运动的这个速度啊，或者月球的速度啊，那么是没有一定的这个准确。
But, however, we have to think that if the Earth revolves and the Moon revolves and does not revolve at the same speed,
在人类啊，仔细的观察、仔细的计算之下，那么我们能够达到这样的一种成就。
It is through detailed observation that we are able to go to the Moon and accomplish this work.
虽然人是聪明的，虽然人是这种努力是值得肯定的。
Humans may be intelligent and our work must be acknowledged.
但是人不能够不了解这样的秩序啊，实在是让我们叹为观止。
But we must.Be amazed at this order.
让我们知道一切宇宙的各样的这个运作啊，那么都是在一种秩序之下，都在一个神的这个全能之下。
We know that it is God who is controlling the universe, how the planets move and orbit.
所以，当我们看到我们周遭的这么许多事情的时候
，When we see the things around us.
我们实在啊，要了解借着所造之物啊，那么对神的认识，对神存在这件事情啊，我们呢、啊、是不能够否认的。
We see the things around us. We have to admit that it is through the creation that we see God.
那么这位神不但创造宇宙万物
，And God not only creates universe.
他所创造的最有尊贵的、最有价值的是什么呢
？What is the most valuable thing that He had created?
就是我们人类。
It is us human beings.
神把所有一切的这个事物啊，都把它造齐了以后，最后才把人造出来。
When God has created the whole world, He then created human beings.
让人一被造出来的时候啊，那么就是被安置在一个非常舒适的、非常齐全的一种生活环境里头。
So that when men were made, he would be able to place in a very good environment. He would be pampered.
因为只有人呐、啊，那么是称为神的儿子。
Because only men can claim that they are children of God.
在世界上有很多的其他的动物。
There are many animals in this world.
虽然很多是体积比人大，这个力气比人大。
Some species may be bigger than human beings, and they may be more powerful than human beings.
但是他们都不能够跟我们人相比。
But they cannot be compared to us.
因为只有人呐、啊、是有灵的活人。
Because only humans have spirits.
因为在人的这个身上啊，是带着神给他的一口气。
Because we humans carry with us a breath of God.
所以人是尊贵的。
Therefore, humans are honorable.
但是尊贵的人呐、啊，那么神除了给他智慧，那么给他这个尊严。
And God gives human beings intelligence and dignities.
神让他能够来为自己所做的事情来负责。
And God also given him a responsibility.
像我们在这么自由的国度里面
We live in a free country.
我们可以做我们所喜欢的事情
We can do whatever pleases us.
没有一个人那么来阻挡你
No one will stop you.
只要你按照啊我们的法律按照这个能够合情合理那么来生活啊那么我们每一个人啊都是活得非常有尊严
As long as you abide the laws of the country each one of you or each one of us can live with dignity.
神给人的尊严就是这样。
This is what God has given you.
但是人呐、啊，却背逆了真神。
But human beings have rebelled against God.
他要与神同等。
They want to be equal to God.
他不愿屈服在这个神的这个全能之下。
They do not want to be under the power of God.
他觉得我可以超过神的。
They feel that they can surpass God.
所以违反了这个神的命令。
And that's why they have gone against the commands of God.
从此之后啊，人跟神呐、啊，这个关系啊就断绝了。
From then on, the relationship between God and humans have broken.
我们的始祖啊，第一代的祖先就犯了罪了。
Our first ancestors, their first ancestors have
sinned. 这是因为魔鬼撒旦呐、啊、进入人心里面。
This is because Satan has come into human beings.
让人起了骄傲的心。
He has given, Satan has given pride to humans.
让人跟神啊，不能够取得一种和谐的啊这种秩序。
So that man and God could no longer come in harmony.
因此，人呐、啊、就被神把他赶出为人所预备的这个伊甸乐园了。
Hence, God has cast out humans out of the Garden of Eden, which He had prepared for humans.
这是非常可惜的一件事情。
This is indeed a very sad story.
从此之后啊，我们人的这种尊严呢、啊，不再拥有。
From then on, we no longer have our dignities.
所以在世界上会有这么多的这个疾病痛苦。
And that is why we see illnesses and pain in this world.
这个世界上不再和谐。
This world no longer has peace.
不但是人与人之间这种彼此的斗争越来越严重。
We find that many times people fight against themselves.
这个人攻打人。这个国攻打国
，People fight against themselves. Nations fight against nations.
或者是各种心思意念的啊、这种罪恶啊，那么越来越明显。
We see some bizarre ideas that are sinful.
这些都是由人犯罪以后啊，那么才有的一种现象。
These all arise because humans have sinned.
从此之后啊，这么尊贵的啊、这种生命啊，就不再拥有了。
From then on, the precious life that we have, we no longer have them.
神要我们人呐、啊，那么再重回啊，得到这样子这么尊严的啊一种这个、啊、贵重。
And God wants us to find our dignities again.
虽然人曾经这样子犯罪了
，Even though we have sinned in the past.
但是天上的真神毕竟是慈爱的
，But our God in heaven is merciful.
他亲自来到这个世界
，He came into the world personally.
以他的儿子的身份来到这个世界。
He came in the persona of his son.
借着耶稣基督的牺牲，让我们能够啊与这位神啊重新啊来取得关系。
It is through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ that once again we can establish a relationship with God.
天上这位真神呐、啊，他的慈爱啊就在耶稣基督来到世界这件事情上面来显明了。
And the love of God is revealed through the coming of Jesus Christ.
所以圣经上这么讲。
Hence the Bible says.
我们看约翰福音第三章。
Please turn to the Gospel John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章十六节。
John chapter 3 verse 16.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。这里说天上的真神啊，爱我们每一个世人。
It says here that God loves everyone in this world.
原来我们人呐、啊，因为犯罪之后，跟神呐、啊、隔绝了，生命隔绝了。
That ever since human beings have sinned, that they have separated themselves from God.
但是神却要我们呐、啊，能够重新呐、啊、有这样的一个得到生命的机会。
But God would like everyone to have a chance to gain eternal life.
这种生命不是指的我们在肉体上面的这种生命。
The life that we refer to does not mean the physical life.
因为再健康、再强健，总有一天呐、啊，我们。这个肉体啊，那么都要失去的。
Because no matter how healthy you are, one day your flesh will go, will pass.
因为我们人除了有肉体的这种生命之外，还有一条这个灵魂的生命。
We human beings not only have a physical life, we also have a spiritual life.
这个才是永远的生命。
The spiritual life is the eternal life.
那么，当我们这种灵魂的生命，那么有了依靠，有了盼望以后
，When the spirit of soul has a hope.
我们的生命啊，才真正是丰盛的。
Only then we will have a full life.
否则的话，一个人在世界上啊，只不过是短短几十年而已。
Otherwise, a human being is merely spending his few decades of life on earth.
不管物质的条件多么丰盛
，No matter how good, how wealthy you are,
没有一个人呢、啊、能够长命百岁，永远在这个世界的。
No one can live forever in this earth.
虽然历史上面记载多少人呢、啊，有这样的一种。企图有这样的一种盼望。
We see from historical records that many people who love to have longevity.
但是时间一到，每一个人那么都要离开这个世界了。
But when the time is up, every one of us must leave this world.
离开这个世界以后，我们的生命到底怎么样
？And when we leave this world, where do we go?
这个才是值得我们去思考的一件事情。
This is a question worth thinking.
所以，一个真正有得到丰盛生命的
，A person who has indeed have a full life.
就不是只有着眼呐、啊，在这个物质的啊、这个事情层面上面。
He will not set his sight on physical things.
而是要真正认识这位赏赐生命的神。
He will set aside on God the one who gives eternal life.
因为我们是他所创造, 我们的生命是他所赏赐的。
Because we are created by God and our life is given to us by Him.
这位神是值得我们来追求认识他的。
And this God is worthy of us to spend our time to understand Him, to pursue after Him.
并且也唯有我们啊, 信靠他, 那么我们生命啊, 才能够真正得到保障。
Only when we believe in Him that we will have a guarantee in life.
而耶稣基督就是这位赏赐生命的神来到这个世界。
And Jesus Christ is the God who has come into the world.
住在我们人当中。
And He had lived among us.
让我们能够体验到啊, 这位神啊, 跟我们实在是关系密切的。
And we can feel that our God has a very close ties with us.
他跟我们啊, 不是遥不可及的。
He is not far away from us.
过去啊, 很多人认为神啊, 是高高在上, 那么跟我们人啊, 关系是很疏远的。
In the past, many people feel that God is so distant from us that we don't know what He is like.
所以很多古代的人啊, 他们认为, 那么见了神, 那必定是死路一条。
Therefore, many people believe that when you have seen God, you will die.
所以对神啊, 是敬而远之的。
That they think God is very far and distant from us.
所以对神啊, 那么离得远远的。
And the further you are away from God, the better.
但是, 耶稣基督却是亲自啊, 到这个成为我们人的样式, 来到这个世界。
Yet Jesus Christ came into this world in the form of human.
让我们能够实际上了解他曾经住在我们当中, 他确实知道我们一切的软弱。
That we can understand that Jesus Christ lived among us, He has indeed led a human life.
借着我们来信靠这位耶稣,
And when we come to believe in Jesus,
我们可以认识这位真神。
When we come to know Jesus, we can come to know God.
因为耶稣就是将神的这种神性啊, 完全把它表达出来。
Because Jesus has displayed the divine nature of God.
所以今天我们这个信靠了耶稣,
Therefore, the Jesus we believe today,
我们就要得到这个丰盛的生命。
We shall receive this full life.
因为我们已经找到了这个生命的源头了。
Because we have found the source of life.
所以耶稣啊, 在离开世界以前, 他这样子来告诉我们。
And prior to Jesus leaving the world, he said this.
我们看约翰福音17章。
Please turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 17.
约翰福音17章第3节。
Gospel John, chapter 17, verse 3.
第3节, 认识你独一的真神, 并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督, 这就是永生。 永生啊, 当然就是永远的生命。
Eternal life means to live forever.
就是丰盛的生命。
It also means a full life.
一个人能够, 一个人啊, 盼望得到丰盛的生命,
a person who wishes to gain full life.
这里告诉我们, 就是要认识耶稣基督。
Here it tells us that you must know Jesus Christ.
而不是只求啊, 那么, 在世界上, 一切物质的, 啊, 这种丰盛而已。
And it's not someone who asks for a full life on earth.
我们能够为我们今生很多事情做好很多的规划。
We can make plans or make preparations for our life on earth.
这个当然代表我们在今生啊, 过得是很充实的。
This will show that we have led a very good life and enriched life on earth.
但是我们尊贵的, 有灵性的, 这个人类。
But we are noble human beings.
我们更应当了解的是我们人从哪里来。
We must understand where we come from.
谁主宰我们的一生。
Who controls our life?
人对生命啊, 是很无奈的。
Human beings are powerless towards life.
很多的父母啊, 都很爱他的儿女。
Many parents love the children.
巴不得把他所有一切的这个东西啊, 能够给他的儿女。
And parents would want to give all they have to their children.
甚至于连生命啊, 都情愿啊, 为他而死。
And parents are even willing to sacrifice their lives for their children.
假使能够这样子做到的话,
if they could do so,
父母都愿意做。
Parents certainly want to do that.
虽然父母有这么大的爱,
parents have great love for their children.
但是往往父母也没有办法这样子做到。
But many times, parents are unable to do so.
有时候我们看到自己的孩子生病了,
when we see our own children were ill,
或者是有时候我们, 有些人啊, 在生产的时候啊, 那么遇到困难了。
When we see a pregnant woman having a very difficult birth,
看到刚出生的婴孩, 那么就躺在医院的这个保温箱里头。
When we see a newborn baby living in an incubator in the hospital,
哇, 他是生命是那么样的微弱。
He has such a fragile life.
有那么大的危险在自己的眼前。
He is facing a great danger.
父母很难过, 那么, 很伤心。
Parents will feel sad.
他在那边啊, 用再好的医药，花再多的钱，他都愿意啊，来舍得。
And parents would be willing to spend money and time for
their child. 甚至于啊，假使能够用他的生命啊，那么能够给他一点呐、啊，那么父母都情愿。
And even parents would be willing, if possible, to give their life to their children.
但是在这个时候，我们才会发现到。
But only at this point we understand.
我们人的能力啊，的确是有限的。
We realize that humans are powerless.
不但是金钱的力量有限。
Not only are we limited with our finances.
我们人类啊，虽然这么大的爱心，那么它的力量所发出的力量也是有限的。
We may have great love, but the effect of our love is limited.
这个时候才知道，掌管生命的主实在是值得我们来信靠他，来认识他的。
It is only at this point that we realize that God who controls our life is one that we should rely on or trust upon.
我们很盼望我们每一位啊，那么都是有智慧的啊、一个财主。
I hope that everyone is a wise rich man.
除了我们在今生过得充实，
not only should we have a rich life,
我们更懂得怎么去思想、去思考啊，我们人更丰盛的生命。
We should also understand how we should gain a full life.
而且了解怎么样能够走上这条丰盛生命的道路。
And we must also come to understand how to walk on this path that leads to a full life.
愿天上的真神祝福我们大家。
May the God of heaven bless everyone.
让我们在一切所行的事上都蒙天上真神来祝福我们。
I hope that everything you do, God will bless you.
让我们每一个人都是真正得到平安喜乐的。
Let us all have a true peace and joy.
圣经应许我们。
The Bible has promised us.
说认识神啊，我们就得到平安。
The Bible tells us that when you have come to know God, you shall gain peace.
一切的福气啊，也要临到我们。
And all the blessings shall follow.
当我们能够认识这位生命的主的时候，
when we have come to know this God who controls life,
我们相信我们是得到平安福乐。
We believe we have gained peace and joy.
我们的生命是丰盛。
Our life is full.
愿天上的神啊带领我们一生的脚步。
May our God in heaven bless us or guide us throughout our life.